All right, and welcome back, everyone, for the final 29 minutes of the show. I did mention earlier that I have Tressa on here, so welcome back to the show, Tressa Graves.
Thank you, Stephen.
I think I think you had a few things to say, didn't you?
Yeah, I come on here to talk about Tressa Graves Publications. I wanted to let everyone know that that's back up and running. I've already got a few potential clients that have come in and contacted me. I think it was because I released my book trailer yesterday that you and Philly had done for me, which was really awesome. I was really proud of that. Thank you, by the way. You did an excellent job on it.
Uh-huh. Well, you're welcome. I mean, I was just reading words into the microphone and sent it to you. That's all I did.
It's amazing because I sit there and I listen to some of my stories being read back and I'm like, that is pretty good.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say that or not, but it just makes me feel good getting back out there in the public and seeing my work come back to life. And basically yesterday, after 16, 17 months now, I finally got to hear my work come back to life and, you know, be born once again. So it was really cool. I was very proud of it.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have happened without you and Philly. And that's why I'm on here. I think that video trailer that we did yesterday got people's attention. I've got two people that have contacted me that are pretty serious about being published. And
did you move, Tressa? Huh? Did you move somewhere?
No, I'm still in the car.
Oh, I thought you was going down. You sound a little pinched off.
I might have moved the tablet a little bit away. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Can you move it a little bit differently?
Here? Is that okay?
I don't know. I thought you were going downstairs or something, but...
Yeah, I changed my mind. I wanted to sit outside. I can go down there if it's better, if you want me to.
I don't know. I just... it just sounds differently than what it did a few minutes ago.
That's weird. Well, I started out in the
It sounds
car.
Better now. It sounds better now.
Oh, good. Okay.
Did you have
I turned the phone.
I'm sorry?
I turned the phone. Maybe a different angle?
Maybe. I don't know, but it sounds a lot better.
Good, good. I'm not on Wi-Fi right now, so I'm on the T-Mobile network, and it's not always as good as the Wi-Fi.
Well, it's doing good enough now. Go ahead and continue, though.
So anyway, what we do is we offer different packages for people who want to be published, who are serious about being published. What we offer more than another company would for the price and everything. We are more than half of what these other companies, even less than that of what these other companies charge. We offer book trailers. We offer audiobooks. We offer advertisement, book cover design. I show people how to get out and actually book signings for themselves, because that's what I did. I know all of this from experience, getting out there and doing it myself. I think I know what I'm talking about a little bit. I got Bud Light and Dick's Last Resort on board with me, so I'm pretty proud of that, and I did that on my own. I've traveled up and down the East Coast. You know, I've been everywhere. Hopefully I want to get out, you know, to the West Coast and stuff. But we have different packages. And what's cool about my company is we have basic packages, and I have book trailers that I could do for people if they're interested, that I have access to actors and actresses. As far as reading an audiobook, I have basic packages, and then I have access to well-known actors and actresses. So it's all on what people want for their books and stuff. That's why I tell everyone, make the first step of getting a hold of me, letting me know, and you'll end up getting a phone call, and we'll sit down and chat with you, have you send us a few chapters of your book. I've got a gentleman who sent that to me not too long ago, and when I get home tonight, I'll be doing that. I'll send it over to Philly, who is my cinematographer, have him look it over as well. And we're not just out in the business of publishing just anyone. We want people who are serious, people who are going to take advice, and people who are going to want to move forward with this. And we want good writers.
Yes.
So there's, I mean, I'm not going to publish just anyone. You have to at least write, be able to write a sentence. So
yeah,
we want good writers who are serious, because this goes behind my company. And without the good writers, without the dedicated people, the company basically goes nowhere. It makes me look bad and makes them look bad. So only contact me if this is your dream, you're serious, and you want to invest in yourself. This is the main thing. People will come to me. They will think, okay, I'm going to go to Trust. I'm going to get these book trailers. I'm going to get a special book cover design, my own personal design, because we don't do stock photos or anything. I'm going to get an audiobook book trailer. She's going to show me how to set up book signings. We're going to get advertisement. It doesn't work that way. I do that, but you have to be dedicated 100%, because I didn't say I was going to actually book your signings. I will show you how to do it. I'll help you on the first couple. But after that, you're going to, you know, basically be on your own, go out there and do what you need to do. But you have to be dedicated. Being an author, getting out there, the main thing you have to do is invest in yourself. You have to believe in yourself and want to put that time, money, whatever you need to, into moving forward. Because trust me, I've done that. I started out hard. I went to a self-publishing company. I really got took for the price that I paid. I had told everyone this before I wrote a book. I said, oh, I'm going to be the next Stephen King. Sent the book off. I got this stock photo that was, I was all excited. I'm like, oh my God, a book cover for me, you know, and it was a nightmare. And I ended up pulling the book. The book was not edited. It was half the story there. It was just a total nightmare. And so a lot of authors go into this not knowing exactly what all comes with it. Writing the book is the first part. I would say writing the book is the easy part. Once you write the book and you get it all done, you get it published, you do, you know, all the hard work with that. Your hard work is just starting once the process starts, because it takes a lot of work. We'll put it that way.
Yeah. But, well, first of all, Laurie says hi.
Oh, hi. I haven't talked to her in so long. Yeah. I'm back and I am so happy now.
And she has a question for you too.
Yeah.
Have you gotten rid of that bitch yet? Meaning the bitch over in Australia.
Almost. It's in the court, FBI, and I am very happy with the way things are going right now. So if I wasn't, I wouldn't be back out promoting my company, and I will be back out on the road very soon. I've scheduled a photo shoot in about 3 to 4 weeks from now. So those pictures that she was asking about, those will be up real soon. And I'm going to do a theme base. I'm going to do like four different themes I'm hoping for. Those photo shoots take many hours. So I'm hoping we'll get all four themes that I'm wanting to do. But
especially for a diva like you.
I know. Isn't that something? Oh God, you know what, the last I would say the last 2 or 3 days, Stephen, I woke up at 8 o'clock. I've been on the phone every day, all day, taking care of business, doing what I need to do, and now with the publishing company and getting my website back up. I know everyone's like, so when are you getting the website back up? It's coming, trust me. I'm hoping by Monday. That's how close I am to getting this stuff. So hopefully by Monday. I have up my Facebook store. Anyone who's interested in purchasing, I've been selling pre-sales of this, my book, 50 Shades of Graves. It's not ready to be released yet, but we're pre-selling it because it's up for $14.99, I think. Once it comes out of print, the price will go up, of course. And been selling The Sawgrass Footpath. I've also got The Lady in the Backyard, which is my audiobook. I've got photos I've been signing and sending out to people. All that's available on Facebook. It will be available on my website, TressaGraves.com, hopefully by Monday. So, oh, and that's something else I wanted to mention too, as far as my publishing company goes. We offer website design too. We will go in and we will build you a website, and I was talking to the gentleman earlier today who has the access to the movie stars and all this. We've kind of put our companies together, which is pretty cool because he's done work with CMT, Warner Brothers, and all kinds of stuff. And for him to come in and actually put his company with mine, Steven, that is like, wow, that don't happen. That don't happen all the time. I've either gotten lucky in my career, or I've just made really good choices. So I'd like to think I've made really good choices.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, he is one of the gentlemen who I am teaming up with to be able to do the book trailers. So we call it the Cadillac version is what he said, cause we were joking around about that. But yes, we have, we could go in and build you a website and basically take care of everything that you need to get out there and be successful. And I do have to say one thing. I've had people contact me and say, okay, so is Bud Light and Dick's Last Resort in this package that we get? No. So if you think you're going to contact me and, you know, think that Bud Light and Dick's Last Resort is in the package or whatever, no, it's not. But that's my advertising and stuff that I do. But I put you on my website, and I put you on all my social media. So we make sure that you get out there and you get plenty of exposure if you come on board with us.
Yeah. You know what I was just thinking? I was just thinking about, I don't know, see about getting all this stuff going here. And if we can, maybe get some kind of a TV show going on one of them late night things or something, you know?
Yeah, well, I have a lot of stuff in the works, and people who are contacting me, as far as getting published goes, we're giving them an opportunity, a chance of a lifetime. I'm not saying this is something that is going to happen, but we give you an opportunity, and I've told you about it, Stephen. We can't say anything right now, but there's a anthology that I'm working on. And we're going to have some well-known authors. I mean, if I told you these authors' names, everyone would be like, oh, my God, how did she get access to write with these guys? I'm not going to say their names. Anyone who comes on board, they'll have to sign a non-disclosure agreement because we don't want anything leaked out just yet. But people who contact me about being published, whenever I look at your work, you have an opportunity to maybe be one of the writers to come on board with this huge project that I'm working on right now. So I've got 50 Shades of Graves coming out. I'll probably have this anthology come out next. And then I took, I told everyone I took Jeff Thomas's 13 Seconds and turned that into a novella, which is in 50 Shades of Graves. And he did a movie through Warner Brothers that I turned into a full length novel. I'm hoping that will be after the anthology that I'm working on. The book's already written. I have to do a final draft of it. I've got, I'd say, 3 full length novels written. I just got to do final drafts on them. So I've got a lot to look forward to, a lot of work I've got to do. And now with the publishing company and everything, I am busy 24/7, Stephen. But that's good. It keeps me occupied and keeps me out of trouble.
Yep. And Lori says, when are you going to send her that book?
Oh, yeah, I have to. I gotta get her some stuff. I'll get some stuff over to her. I promise.
And we'll discuss that afterwards or whatever.
But she has to leave me feedback. That's all I ask.
Uh-huh. I'm sure she can do that.
I've been getting a lot of feedback. That's been great. I got someone who contacted me today. They actually bought a pre-sale of 50 Shades of Graves, and he came in and he says, you have a new fan. And I was like, oh God, that feels good after being out so long, getting back out, you know, in the public eye. And I think Lori can even hear in my voice that I'm more confident, and I'm ready to just take on the world again.
Absolutely.
I think that's pretty clear.
Absolutely.
Compared to maybe 6 or 7, even 3 months ago, I would say.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, so that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, that's for sure.
I guess that's what they say, anyways.
And that's where I've been. I can kind of vouch for it. Sometimes I get weak and torn down, but I come right back up, especially with my fan base out there. I mean, Steven, my fan base is growing. It is so huge right now, and it's growing day by day. And that just makes me, what more could I want? And then I have people coming in and saying, so when are you coming to my state? I get a lot of people on the East Coast, which is really good because it's easy for me to get there. And another thing, I might be working with a few organizations. I've worked with Wounded Warriors before. I may be working with them again, so I'm pretty excited about that. That'll be coming in the next couple of months, hopefully. But I hope to be working with them again too, because I support the military and all that. And I'm proud to say that they like working with me, and I love working with them too. So I look forward to that. But like I said, if you're interested in coming on board, contact me either through Facebook Messenger or send me an email, and we'll set up a time. You'll get a first phone call. We'll take your temperature, talk to you a little bit about
Take
your
your
goals and
temperature,
stuff.
huh? Is it?
We'll take your temperature.
Is that going to be in your ear or a little bit further south?
It depends on who we talk to.
Ah, I see.
It depends on who we talk to. I say that because you wouldn't believe some of the stuff I get, Stephen. Yeah. Well, I think you probably can believe it
Yeah,
because you've been with me long enough now, you know.
I do believe it. Yeah.
But I would suggest anyone contact me. You'll be surprised at the packages we have. Yes, we do charge because if you're getting book trailers and stuff, people don't pay you to do your book trailers, which I've dealt with that before. That was kind of odd. Dealt with someone who says, well, you should pay me to do my work. And I'm sitting there going, okay, that was a nice conversation. Have a good day.
wake up and smell the coffee there, pal.
That's what I'm saying. You wouldn't believe some of this stuff I get. It's crazy.
Wake up to the
I
real
mean,
world.
huh?
Wake up to the real world.
Wake up, even Stephen King. I mean, if people think that he pays his people. His agent takes money out of what he sells and where they book him at. I mean, nothing in life is for free. So don't call me up and think that I'm going to give you a free book trailer. I'm not trying to come off as rude, but I'm just saying up front, that's not how it works. Even big music bands, they have to pay these people to come in and videotape them for their music videos and stuff. So I just don't get the logic of some people. That's why I'm saying I only want, serious people. And, I'm not just stuck with horror. We'll take sci-fi. We'll take romance. I'll take anything. If you're serious, send it to us. We'll look through it. And if it's what we think it should be, and we think that you have a good chance at getting out there and getting known, we will let you know. I'm not one of those publishing companies who will just take anybody just to make a buck. And Stephen, that I've told you that before. That doesn't look good for me either. So I want top notch.
Oh yeah, I mean you should. That's the way everybody, they want to read good material.
And especially with my name being behind it, I'm working back up to where I was, and I'm actually amazed, Stephen, that I'm coming back, I think, stronger than I was before.
Yeah.
If anyone can believe that. Like I said, I've got a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes and everything, and selling these pre-sales of 50 Shades of Graves, I'm like, ooh, I got to really get my butt in gear now and make sure those are out real soon. So that puts more pressure on me, but we'll get it done. I'm not worried about it. That's why we put up the pre-sales.
Yeah.
I think selling the book ahead of time helped kick me in the rear end and get me motivated too.
Well, certainly.
So that's a good thing for me.
Yeah. As short as that actually is, how many pages is that?
50 Shades.
Yeah.
It's actually not a short book. It's like a full length novel. Once you put all the stories together.
Ah, there's gonna be many stories. Okay.
Oh yeah. There's many stories in it. A lot of stories that I started working on years ago, actually. Because with the short stories, that's something that you really can't get published until you have a bunch of them put together. And you know, me, when I first started out, I'm like, oh, I'm going to write this short story and I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to be the next Stephen King. No one goes out and spends $15, $20 for a 30-page story, you know?
Right,
and I was just clueless, I think, when I first started out, like 15, 20 years ago or whatever.
Right.
But now putting all of the short stories together, I love the art of short storytelling. I think there's a market out there for it. People who like to read will read it. People who don't like to read because they get these long drawn out novels are more apt to read your short stories because it's a story they can sit down, maybe read in one sitting and get through. So I think I'm targeting both audiences with that.
Well, you know,
I may be crazy, but that's what I think.
Yeah. Maybe that's the way you're supposed to do it.
We'll see when the book comes out. I'm getting a lot of people that's really excited about this one. The Sawgrass Footpath was what did me very, very well. We're still selling that, of course. That book will always be sold. But it's pretty cool because I've had people tell me that they bought the book and they couldn't put it down. And that always makes me feel good. You know, people have read it within a day or so, and that's a full-length novel. So having someone not be able to put your work down and continue reading it nonstop, that's always a good thing. I'll take that as a compliment, you know?
Right.
So yeah, the Sawgrass Footpath, I'm very proud of that novel. I was talking to Philly a couple, well, I actually spoke with him today, actually, and they were talking about my writing. There's not a lot of stuff in it that usually bores people. It's a story. It explains the characters. It kind of goes through a little bit of a backstory of the character, but not so much where the reader gets bored. And Philly says that's one of the good things about my books is I can tell you a backstory, but you don't get so bored with me going on and on and on about characters. I tell you just enough about the character to either get you to fall in love with the character or to hate the character. Sam's always saying his favorite character is Fred Thompson from the Sawgrass Footpath. And we were driving down the road the other day and he brought up Fred Thompson.
Fred Thompson's an actor.
Yeah, well, there's a character in my book. I think his name's Fred. I know his name's Fred. I think it's Thompson.
Fred Thompson was he was also a Tennessee senator, and he's an
yes,
actor.
He was. Maybe it was Fred Thompson. You're making me look bad now. But hey, I'll do that. I'll be out doing a book signing. Someone to come out and mention something about a character, and I have so many characters in my head, so many stories I've written. I go, okay, let me try and remember this character's name. But it was the real estate agent in the Sawgrass Footpath, and Sam's always saying, he can picture that character because the way I described him, I mean, you can just picture what this guy looks like with the way I described him in the book. And, you know, I've had people like Sam, he'll sit there and he'll go, this is what this guy is like. And, you know, like getting out of the car, he'll imitate the character. And I'm like, that is him. And he says, well, that's because you described the character so good. So that's one of his favorite characters in the Sawgrass Footpath. I have to say he's not in it that long, but he is a character I don't think people are going to forget.
Yeah. Well, we're just about to we're just about to the end here.
Oh, that's fine. We can end it. I mainly wanted to come on and talk about the TGP.
Talk
you
about
know,
you, right?
Book publishing company.
You want to talk about you, right?
And then I got off talking about me with my stuff. I think I got the word out, though, of what
I'm just
I wanted
teasing.
To.
I'm just teasing you.
Yeah, Stephen, if you don't cut me off, I will go on for 3 hours about me.
You're not a diva. You're no diva
thank
there.
Thank you for having me on again.
All right. Well, you're very welcome.
And tell Lori I said hello and I'm sending hugs and kisses her way.
I think you just did that.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, everyone, that's pretty much the end of the show here. Kira's coming up next, so stay tuned.